Welcome to the Weekend Insider with HC Promotions. We're back after a bit of a short break. As usual, we're joined with Footy Dave and Coxie. How's it going, lads? All good?
Very good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. A bit awkward.
Last week we had 2 weeks off and forgotten how to do it.
Last week we had a great time, didn't we, at ADOC, courtesy of our good friends at iSupply. We booked in and did the bit of a live tipping from the box there, overlooking the finish post, the winning line, finish post. Is that right? Winning line.
This hasn't started well, has it? You can say what you want, Chris.
We seem to say that every week. This hasn't started well. Is it the finish post? Finish line?
Finishing line, win and post.
Yeah. What did I say?
The win and post. The winning line. The winning line.
Anyway, that big lollipop thing that they win at.
Fucking washing line.
So that was a really, really good day. We carried on, didn't we, Dave? Everyone else was sensible and kind of went on. Well, in fact, some of the group were forced on because they weren't allowed in the pub. But
gonna name names.
No. That's not like me. A gentleman never tells. But we carried on, didn't we, Dave? Till the early hours through Warrington.
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately.
Oh dear. So this week we are been invited to Chester, aren't we? In the lounge there, the final furlong. Lounge are looking for a good day's racing. Tickets are still available as well for the majority of the course. I don't know if you've ever been to Chester. I know me and you have, Ian. Dave, have you ever been to Chester? Oh, we went out once, didn't we? And it was absolutely levering it down on the open course. And we come home after the first race. Dave treated his missus for a birthday. Treated her to the open course. Open course. It wasn't just raining, mate, let me tell you. It was like hurricane season or something.
They've never seen rain like it at Chester.
Still talk about it to this day, how wet it was.
We thought it was going to get abandoned at one point. It was that bad.
We abandoned it after the first race.
Did we?
My God. There's nowhere to go in the open course for shelter, though, is there?
Bouncy castle. That's all that was on there. So we go live Saturday at the final furlong marquee at Chester Racecourse. So we're really looking forward to that. I think
we're going to try and broadcast live as well on here, aren't we?
Yeah, so that's going to be pretty embarrassing. Yeah. So we'll get that wrong again, won't we?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, yeah. But it'll be good fun, as always.
Well, we can't say it started badly again tomorrow. We've got to start well.
So 300 people booked into the marquee so far, I think.
That's good. Good. Looking forward to that. And today, Ian, you're going through the card at Chester, aren't you? So a bit of an insight for the meeting that we're going to.
So I thought, obviously, I've done a little bit of research ahead of tomorrow, so I thought it would be good to give an insight into, you know, what I'm looking at so far ahead of tomorrow. Obviously, that might change depending on the weather, but I thought a little bit of an early heads up on some of our selections for Chester tomorrow.
Lovely stuff. And at the moment, I know it's a little bit tough for you, Dave, isn't it, with not a great deal of football on?
Yeah.
At least you're not losing.
Well, there you go.
Sorry, mate. A bit harsh, that.
If you're listening, you're not losing.
Dave, so, who's going to win the Women's Euros, mate?
Oh, I know about this already.
Go on. Oh.
So I was going to say this anyway.
Hang on, wait there. I think I've got a banner for this.
Random better, yeah. So
is this Chris's random bet of the week?
Yeah. I quite fancy England to win it.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to show us something like revolutionary here.
No, England, the 9-2 on home soil. Second favourites, they have Spain a favourite at about 3-1. They've been smashing everyone. I think they'll go close. Even if you back them each way, if you get to the final, you've got your money back in a little bit at 9-2, haven't you?
We've got Graham here. He fancies Spain.
Stuck his neck on the line there with the favourites.
He's also said, Chris, that your United season tickets just arrived for next season there. So,
oh, lovely. That'd be nice a few days out.
Quid's in there for you, mate.
I went to Wigan yesterday, actually, for the fixture release thing. They've done unbelievable, Wigan, in the hospitality bit there. Now, they've got a thing called the Chairman's Club, and they've really, really done it up. It looks really spot on. I'm not looking forward to receiving the prices for it, but it does look good anyway. But that was pretty good. Good day yesterday, watching the fixtures coming at the...
Who have you got first game of the season?
Preston Nobenders at home.
All right, okay.
Nobenders. Grow up.
That'd be classed as a derby.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah,
so looking forward to that. Should be good.
Wait now, United aren't playing at home the same day, are they? What are you going to do? Because I know you're a United fan now. Tell all your Wigan mates. Because you'll be going to the game with Graham, won't you?
So, anyway.
It winds him up, that, doesn't it? Really gets you.
Nah, I'm not bothered. I'll take me free ale and food all day, me, mate. Lovely.
Not bothered to, just not talking to you anymore.
Right, so let's move on then. So yeah, so I fancy England in the Euro, women Euros at 9-2 anyway. That's who I'll be having a bet on.
I'll be joining you on that, Chris. I think they boosted on a few. I think Sky Bet have got, it's not a great boost, but I think I saw them at 5-1. So
really, so in their group they've only got, I think they've got Norway, haven't they? Norway women's have won it quite a few times, but looking at the odds, I think they're about 14-1 or something. So.
Yeah,
should do. And then the other one, I think they've got Northern Ireland in the group who are about 250-1 to win the tournament. So they should get through the group pretty easy.
What stadiums are the games getting played at, you know?
One's on school field.
Oh, and do you know what? I knew if I kept prodding on this, he wouldn't be able to resist it, you know?
No.
The only reason I asked him, actually, just couldn't resist.
I will be watching it, though. I definitely will be watching it. I think they're expecting quite big attendances as well.
One's at the back of Chapel for farming.
One's on car park here.
I'm not joining in. I'm not pissing off all our female listeners here.
So, we may as well get started then, aren't we, with some winners for this weekend?
Right, I'm going to fly through them today, boys. Obviously, we've got the podcast tomorrow. We've got 7 races at Chester. All kicks off at 1:55. 5 furlong sprint. I think Silencer looks like a good thing in this one. It's going to be very hard to beat. Ran at Royal Ascot.
Are you going too quick for me to get jokes in here?
All right. Run at Royal Ascot last time out. Massive drop in class. It's drawn one. We all know that. You know, low draws at Chester, particularly in sprint races, are massively favourable. I think Dane O'Neill on this will just keep it simple. It's going to be odds on. Silencer should win. I think if you're looking for something for a forecast or each way, there's a horse called Danger Alert in it. This looks like the one to follow on the favourite and maybe pick up some pieces if the favourite doesn't run to form. It cost a lot of money. It cost $165,000 for a 2-year-old. Ran well at Aydock on its first run. Drops back a furlong to five furlongs now. Franny Norton's booked a ride. So I think a lot in his favour for that one. So Silencer should win the first. Danger Alert will be an each way bet or a forecast in that race. No jokes, Chris?
No. Definitely if it wins.
Or if it gets beat. 2:30. 2:30, we've got a fancy horse in this called Cogital, which should be an half decent price. There's a couple in it who really like to go from the front. So one called the New Marwan. And one called Greatness Awaits, which has travelled the furthest distance to get here today from the McShannon stable. They both look like winners likely to happen next time, but both have gone up in the handicap. Both step up in class as well, and both like to go from the front. So it could be set up for our one, Cogital, in this. The stable's in good form. He does like to be held up, which I don't really like at Chester. But he'll be finishing well if the jockey can find a little way through down the home straight. I think we could be onto a good one there. So certainly an each way bet anyway on Cogital.
And how far is
it? 7 furlongs, I think this one was. Oh no, 1 mile four. 1 mile four, sorry. This one. So he's got plenty of time to find his way through.
Yeah.
So that's Cogital in that. 3:10, another 5 furlong race. Nap of the day in this one, boys. We're going to go Bertie Big Biscuits on this tomorrow.
Out of the bag.
Yeah, we're going to go Bertie Big Biscuits on it. So it is a horse called Novello. number three. He's got loads of things in his favour. He's ran some cracking races in defeat. He comes from a stable that's been in flying form all season, George Bowie's stable. He's drawn better today than when he came here last time, where he was trapped out wide. He can track the pace. There's only six runners in it. So I think he'll get a nice little toe into the race from a good draw in two. And I think he'll pull clear in the home straight. So I'm happy that Novello, balls out the bag, nap of the day, 3:10. So I think that's going to be my biggest bet tomorrow, that. 3:40, another 7 furlong race. A strong favourite in this one called Hebrides. Again, Franny Norton's on board for William Haggas. It's ran four times. It's 1-3. It's going to be smashed in the bet, and I think that might even go off odds on. I'm going to take him on with a horse called Roman Dragon in this one. Sylvester D'Souza on board.
Fits well. Roman Dragon,
yeah, it does, doesn't it? Didn't think of that. Sylvester D'Souza's got a great record at Chester as well. Stato Dave will probably know.
Let me get that
up. Have a look for your stats, Dave, while I'm on. Drop back slightly in trip from last time. This is a slightly easier race. If he gets to the front, which is going to be quite difficult from his draw, but I can't see many other front runners in it. So if Sylvester gets him out quick and he can get across to the rail, he could be hard to pass this. As I say, he's dropped back a furlong in distance. At the prices, say, I can't see Hebrides being that good a price. So for me, Roman Dragon, also a course winner previously at Chester, could be a really nice each way bet, probably about 5-1.
Well, you're quite right. He's the top jockey at Chester in the last 5 years with a 19.6 strike rate, 9 wins off 46 rides.
So it's got the highest percentage.
Yes.
There you go. I knew you'd have a staff for me there, Dave. Wonder where you got them from.
You know what? I just know me racing. I know me racing stats, mate.
That's brilliant, mate. Can't fault you. The next race, 4:15. Oh, it's an absolute dog of a race, this. Don't know how I'm going to dress this one up at Chester tomorrow when we're talking to the crowd, but I'll tell them to go to the toilet or go and get the drinks in or something. I'd quite happily swerve it. There's a horse called Zain Al Arab, who's favourite in this. Rightly so, Roger Verry and Dane O'Neill. He's in the colours that you'd recognise. He's the right favourite. He's going to go off a short price. He's drawn 10 in this, 10 of 10. And he's going to need a bit of luck in running. I don't know what you
thought.
Brilliant. It's going to be hard for him as favourite, that. So we're going to take him on with a horse called Carlton & Co. Really good effort on his debut. Watch the race back. Really plugged on well, actually. If he can break well here from stall six, he could steal a bit of a march on the favourite and could be hard to catch. So we're going to take the favourite on with Carlton & Co. But as I say, it's a terrible race. Two races left, 4:45. Hopefully we've had a few by this time. This is a 14 runner handicap over 5 furlongs. A few winners as well, I hope. 14 runner handicap over 5 furlongs. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the ones that are drawn wide here, stalls, you know, 10 to 14, wouldn't be surprised to see a couple of them as non-runners come tomorrow. Because if you're drawn 14 in a 5 furlong sprint at Chester, you're going to need some luck in running. And believe it or not, the favourite Cuban Breeze is drawn 14 of 14. So it's a wide open race. We're going to take two. Potentially, mate. I've seen it done loads at Chester, that. Because you've almost, the draw almost knackers you up before you've even started the race. You're going to need a lot of luck, because 5 furlong sprint at Chester is ridiculous, isn't it? It's so tight.
Yeah.
And in 14, you've either got to break like a rocket to try and get across everyone, or you're sitting behind and just pray that you have a little bit of luck and running. Either way, if you're getting across from the outside, the amount of energy you've used up trying to do that, to outrun everyone first and then get across, it's ridiculous.
And there won't be, because of the amount of runners, there won't be any penalties in there, will there, for you when it's like rule fours and stuff like that?
Depends. You know, if it's favourites getting pulled out, there's always a rule four. So you might want to wait till tomorrow and see if they've been pulled out first. And bet when the market settled down, yeah. Just taking two against the field in this one. A grey horse called King of Tonga. It's so consistent. Its last four runs, first, second, second, second. It wears blinkers for the first time tomorrow. So I reckon that might eke a little bit more improvement. It's got a decent draw in five. Should get a nice position. Always runs its race. You know, if you're looking for a rock solid each way bet in that race, it's about 5-1. Say, drawn well, it'll run well. That's probably the one horse that is guaranteed to run its race. And then at a bigger price, there's a horse called Jack the Truth. So it's having its first run after a bit of a break. It's been running in Bahrain, believe it or not, and didn't do very well out there. Just didn't take to the surface and didn't run well. Before that, it was running. Before that, price of it though, innit? Before that, it was running in some really good races. It's ran well fresh off a break before. It'll stay this 5 furlongs well. It's drawn really well. It's drawn in three. I think he'll settle on the rail and he'll pray for a gap late on because he will stay on. So he might snatch a place. So he's a bit of a higher price. And we'll probably drift tomorrow as well. I reckon you'll get a good price on him tomorrow. So that was King of Tonga and Jack the Truth in that. And then last race of the day, 5:20. Bailey's Derby Day. Another favourite for Franny Norton. He could have a belting day tomorrow with all of these favourites going. He's going to be dead popular. He came second last time and he's been put up another pound for coming second, which I don't really like. Because he's going to be such a hot favourite, there's a horse called Emian, number two. It's going to be a much better price. It's over 2 miles, this race. He ran a great race from the front here in the Chester Plate at the May meeting. And he only got collared late on the furlong pole. He was still in the lead. And he drops back 2 furlongs today. So I'm hoping with a positive ride again, he could stretch these and kick on because we know he's got the stamina to stay further. Distance should be spot on. There's 8 runners, cracking bet to come in the top three. So that's Emian in the last race.
What's the current odds here?
Again, I think it's about 4-1. A lot of these races haven't got odds out at the moment, mate.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So there's all the selections there on the screen.
Brilliant. Good stuff, mate. Excellent. Really looking forward to tomorrow. If you can, have a listen in. Hopefully the horses go well.
Yeah, well, obviously, we'll do the live show tomorrow. If anything changes with the going or non-runners or whatever, obviously, I'll be updating these selections for the marquee tomorrow.
Because it is showing rain tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, like later on today and...
Yeah,
overnight. I think we might be lucky, you know, though, Dave. I think it might be going off for us in the afternoon, I hope.
Yeah.
Cool. Fingers crossed. Great stuff. I'm off to, we've got a Jerry Cinnamon tribute act on tonight at Graham's Bar, Dead Eyes in Warrington.
Super. Be a belter, that, mate.
I didn't get it.
So that's good. That's sold out as well. So really looking forward to that. So I'll be a bit rough tomorrow and telling even worse shit jokes than I normally do, probably.
Oh, but our Chester audience will be well looking forward to that then, won't they?
Oh, yeah.
Can't go down as bad as Dave's joke last week at Aino.
Oh, my God, I'll go and get me bucket.
Right, brilliant, lads. Yeah, have a fantastic weekend. And, well, I'll see you tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic one. Brilliant. If you're not listening, you're not winning. Till next time.
All the best, boys.
Tomorrow. See you later.